Welcome to the podcast at AntiqueAuctionForum.com. This show is sponsored by Gemmer. Collect and connect at Gemmer.com. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Martin Willis, and I'm here for a real special show today. If you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely a collector of some sort. And this show is all about an exciting new collecting experience that I encourage each and every one of you to check out. If you've been listening to the show for the last 6 years, then you know I rarely talk about what I'm up to, and I always talk about who I'm interviewing. Well, today, it's about both. I'm involved in this company we're speaking with today. The setting here, we're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and it's a social platform for the collector. You can check it out online or in the app stores. Just look for Gemmer. That's G-E-M-R. com. We're going to talk more about the way that got named as we go along here. And so just think of Gem with an R at the end. And for now, I'm in a crowded conference room. Everybody's staring at me while I'm talking. So everyone say hello.
Hello.
Wow. So we're going to do a bit of a round robin today, and we're going to talk with all these people how the heck this thing got all started. And we're going to start soon with Terry. He is the brainchild of this, the CEO. We're going to talk to him. He kind of thinks out of the box. Interesting guy. And we're also going to be talking about a smart dashboard. So if you're a collector, you can fine-tune your interests in exactly what you're interested in, or you can look at Gemmer as general. And you have noticed in the last number of podcasts that I've said this show is sponsored by Gemmer. And now I'm really excited to talk about what this thing is about. Again, we're going to be starting with Terry Anderton, and he's going to tell us how this whole thing came about, how it's morphed, and I think it's been a great story. And also after that, Norm Archer, VP of Marketing, he's going to be talking to us about exactly what Gemmer is. So how are you, Terry?
Fantastic. Thank you, Martin. I really appreciate you and your audience having me on the program.
Yes, and how did this come? I got a call, it was a year and a half ago, and when this thing was first starting, and it's a total different animal than what it is now.
Largely to some of the feedback that we got from you and from others, thank you. Well, you know, the genesis of this is I started looking at, you know, what was my next project going to be, and I have done, as you know, I've been involved in creating new ways of protecting infrastructure through building security solutions. One of the past projects I was involved with reinvented how people publish and interact with students in the classroom with virtual cloud-based textbooks and new ways of publishing. And what I learned from all that was that the crowd is very powerful. You know, I it kind of dates back to looking at that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And mm-hmm. when one of your lifelines was asking the audience. And just this idea of community based knowledge was really, you know, powerful to me. And so as I looked around at what I wanted to do next, I was looking for an area that hadn't been innovated in before, that was kind of non-technically advanced, but also a large market opportunity. And I started watching these TV shows like American Pickers and Pawn Stars and, yeah. you know, realized there was over 70 of these shows on TV. And I started to do some research and realized there was about 100 million people a week that watched these shows. And there was really no online equivalent to that whole genre of community, people looking, going on this treasure hunt and finding items, wanting to find out what they're worth, and then how to actually, you know, collect them or, you know, gain more knowledge about them. And so that kind of set me on the path of Gemmer and creating a site where we would build out a large community of people. We would kind of tear down the walls that you know, the industry today is very hard for new people coming in to understand why one item is worth $100,000 and the similar item that looks the same yeah. is worth $1,000.
Yeah. You know, and I've actually seen that. I think I've talked about this before, that I held two pieces of jade in my hand that looked almost alike. There were two pendants, and the woman, the appraiser, said one of these sold for $100,000, $95,000 at auction, and one of these sold for $230 at auction. Which one is it? and it was two pieces of jade.
It's amazing.
And it's color. You know, I mean, if it's a true test, they started, I'm going way off topic here, they started dyeing jade in the 1940s. So you have to have them chemically tested to make sure they're not dyed, but there's some real rare colors, which that one was. And I guessed it right, but it was only by accident.
Well, and it just goes to show that, the knowledge that you had, or that the person had around, you know, fraudulent presentation of that item by dyeing it would have a significant, obvious significant impact on the value. That's what we're trying to do, is add a layer of transparency to this marketplace that didn't exist before. And one way to add that transparency is by leveraging the knowledge of the community and letting them share that knowledge with each other. Right now, if you have something in your home, where do you go? You probably go to an antique store, and their job is, quite frankly, to make sure that if it's something of value, that they can buy it from you at the lowest possible price so that they can put it in their store and resell it and make a huge profit. Right. So the odds that you're going to get actually the information you're looking for are pretty slim. And so by kind of creating this community where people are encouraged to share with each other this knowledge really adds a layer of transparency that makes people more confident about participating in the collectible market to begin with. So ultimately, our goal is to broaden the base. And I think most people would agree that, you know, if you are in the antique business or in the collectible business, it's an aging population, and we really need to get young people into
this.
And that's where technology comes into play.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I do this podcast. It's actually encouraged a lot of young people to get into this. Well, thank you. And next we have Norm Archer. And Norm is VP of Marketing, and he's going to tell us actually what Jemmer is all about. How you doing, Norm?
Doing great, Martin. Good morning, and thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah.
So the way I position Jemmer is that it's the first social marketplace built for collectors by collectors to allow them to buy, trade, and sell. But also just simply share the stuff they love, right? So we often explain it in terms of combining the best features of Pinterest, so happy, you know, rich, kind of fast-moving, image-driven experience, to the transactional tools that are available on eBay, and to the Antiques Roadshow, right? The ability to, as Terry was talking about, bring an item to a forum of people who have some provenance around this space and understand what it is and its background and what it might be worth.
Just for the person that hasn't visited our site, but we're encouraging everybody to visit. I did want to say also that we do have a couple of museums involved, so people are really taking this seriously. We have a Peabody Essex Museum, the oldest museum in the country, and they're on Jemmer. They're posting their collections. So people can actually showcase their collections. And let's talk about what you perceive the value in that. I think, for one, you know, I've taken some things that I've had hidden in the closet and actually posted them so I can actually see what I have.
I think, a couple of thoughts. One, just to that personal experience, like I'm not a huge collector myself. I find this is the most interesting part of what we do, right? When you talk to people and ask, like, well, what do you collect? The immediate reaction is to kind of put up a wall. No, I don't collect anything. But then you see the wheels turn, they stop to kind of back it up. I'm like, well, I do have a bunch of baseball cards, or in my case, I have a bunch of musical instruments and gear, and I'm a big tennis player and fan of the game of tennis, and I have a lot of artifacts that I've collected over the years. And what Jemmer's done for me by giving me a place to put these items and to visually look at them and annotate them and share them, I'm realizing a couple of things. One, I am a collector, and then two, this is feeding my habit and inspiring me to really kind of level up my game, if you will. So I like that. As far as the museums, you know, what we're really trying to do is to create one big happy place for collectors to engage in. And it's definitely a challenge to create a platform that'll appeal to, you know, folks from your ilk, right, that want to collect antiques or vintage items, to the sneakerheads that are really into the latest, you know, KD7s that feature Kevin Durant's aunt, you know, on the heel of the shoe, or the new LeBron James shoe that's associated with the All-Star game. These are totally different interest, but it's the same passion for collecting and pursuing an item or items that really mean something. So
on that subject, I just want to say the listener to my podcast probably has no idea the market share that sneakers have. I was totally blown away by this because here I am thinking like antiques and art will be way, way up there. But sneakers is a huge amount, and because there are young people involved.
Well, I'm glad you asked actually about sneakers in particular, because that was really almost an aha moment for the company. Because as you know, when we first pulled the company together, the focus was specifically on disrupting that antique space, if you will, and creating an online equivalent. But after a few of us kind of jumped on board, we started thinking, well, let's not focus exclusively on one narrow space. Let's open this up to everybody who's passionate about collecting. And the example that was given was sneakers. And, you know, there's an aftermarket for not only used sneakers, believe it or not, I mean, ones that have been purchased and maybe worn a little bit, but have some real value or appeal or exclusivity. There's over 1 million people that collect just Nike shoes.
Isn't that amazing?
So that's where we got a little bit of a broader perspective and said, well, let's open this up to anybody, and more like Reddit, which is a community that the crowd, you know, builds, and they create their own forums. And Reddit just builds the tools and gives them to the you know, community to build with. So the way we set up the site is to break it down into different clubs, and the clubs are meant to be inclusive. So as you come to the site for the first time, we'll quickly get you into the experience, but we really want to find that happy place for you to participate. So if you're into antiques and vintage, we would route you towards that club based on some expressed interests. But if you're into Magic the Gathering cards or action figures, you know, we want to get you
Pops.
Funko Pops.
I never even heard of that.
who'd have thunk it, right?
Yeah.
Little plastic vinyl toys that retail for $7, or some of them have real collectible value. In fact, we just ran a campaign for users to win a particular Funko inspired by Batman. And again, the $7 item going for $2.50.
That's crazy. It's almost like the Beanie Baby bubble, you know, phenomena. You know, it could burst at any time. But right now, young people are collecting. I say this, that if young people are collecting something, then they learn to collect and refine. And then if they have expendable income years down the road, you know, they may look for finer things that we have an interest in. And so what are your thoughts on that, Norm?
Well, I think the spirit of collecting is really the individual on a quest to find that one item or those set of items that they have an idea about or they've seen or they really want. And we want Gemmer to help people along the way. So these are items you can't buy on eBay or, you know, Amazon. You know, this is about finding that one special, you know, figure, Star Wars action figure that you know, is missing from your set that's going to complete, you know, the whole original Star Wars Episode 3 collection. And, you know, if it has value, fantastic. But I think for the collector, it's more about completing this quest, sharing it with others, and it really speaks to who you are and your interests. And, you know, one of the things that really interested me and attracted me to Gemmer is the fact that people make connections every day on these ephemeral social media like Facebook or Twitter around, you know, moments in time or a status update. This is connecting with people who have similar passion and interest for items, and how you spend that, you know, disposable income is very meaningful to each of us. And if you can meet people who share that interest, you can have meaningful engagement. And, you know, down the road from a business standpoint, we think brands will want to reach out and be able to communicate with these folks as well. And that will be reciprocated because, again, it's part of your constant desire and pursuit of information around the things you love.
That's right, and that's what a big part of this is going to be about, is information and connecting. And one of the things, you know, I got an email from a fellow colleague from way back yesterday. She understands everything else, but she doesn't understand how people connect. Can you explain how that, or where that's going?
Sure. So right now, the site is evolving, you know, continually, and I'm sure my colleagues in engineering will speak more to that, the development effort and roadmap. But we want people to come to the site and join a club and then start to message and friend people within that club, you know, similar activity or behavior that you would find on Facebook. But again, it's around a very specific item or groups of items. So down the road, we would love the mobile app to be able to identify for you, almost like a divining tool, as you're moving about the world, you know, hey, you know, you're looking for that Chinese hand warmer to complete your set of you know, Chinese artifacts, for example, and just so happens to be there's an Asian, you know, dealer in Portland, and you're cruising by 295, you might get a push notification that would actually make you stop and, you know, divert your route because there it is, right across the highway.
It's amazing what technology can do.
Right, right, with location-based messaging and GPS and, you know, the ability to have items that can call out to somebody, we can absolutely make that happen. So that to me is the most exciting part of all of this is we're a mobile-first world now anyway.
Yes.
You know, search and you know, people's time spent on the web is predominantly you know, far greater on mobile than it is on the PC web.
Yeah, and we'll be talking with the app guy in just a few minutes here about more where that's going. All right, thanks so much, Norm. I really appreciate your input.
Thank you, Martin.
All right, next we're going to be speaking with Dan Sullivan, and he's a real pleasure to work with. And he's a guy that you'll see on our Gemmer videos on YouTube. Fun guy, Dan Sullivan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here? And you were here quite a while ago.
Thanks, Martin. Yeah, so actually it's kind of a funny story how I got involved with Gemmer. So I, at my last job, had a client, and I was at a client event, and I was sitting at the bar and struck up a conversation with the guy that was sitting next to me. And, you know, we really hit it off and decided to keep in touch. And that guy ended up being Terry Enderton, our founder. So, you know, him and I met a few times, and we had talked about this idea he had of this online community for collectors. And it really just continued to morph and develop and expand. And so, you know, we met a bunch of times. I remember, I know you're going to talk about it today, but I remember being in the room when the name was chosen. And, you know, we had all these kinds
of... Let's talk about that, because I know it started out as Attic Gem when I was called in like a year and a half ago. So it started out as Attic Gem, and then you started thinking about sneakers and everything that people collect, and it didn't necessarily have to be in the attic.
Yeah, and you know, maybe Terry can speak a little bit better to this, but the situation was originally Attic Gem. The concept was people could, you're going into your attic and you find this thing, it's covered in dust and it's a real gem, and like I had no idea I had this. It's a buried treasure almost. So originally that was the thought process, and that really was focused on antiques and you know, vintage items. But we decided to expand that a little bit because we thought about it, and there's tons of collectibles in the music industry, guitars and sneakers and pop culture, and there's so many different things. We really didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves, so we decided to expand it a little bit, and we still hung on to that gem aspect of it, the Attic Gem. We just added an R to it, give it a little bit of stickiness, make sure people would remember it, and so hopefully all your listeners won't have any issues remembering the name. But
I know some people have said to me, is it Germ? But it's a, and then some people say, where the heck did you come up with the name? Well, I say to them, where did you come up with the name eBay, and where did you come up with the name Etsy and Lofty and all that? So I think it will stick.
It's sure. It's a yeah. Sticky name. That's why we chose
right.
it.
So, and I want to just ask you while you're here quickly, how did you become such a natural in front of the camera? Because you're really fun.
You know, the funny thing is, first of all, thank you. I've actually never really done any work in front of the camera. I've just kind of always been a bit of a, you know, big personality and kind of in your your face and energetic and things like that. And when they asked me, hey, you want to jump in front of the camera and do a little bit of this stuff? I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds fun. I'm a bit of a jack of all trades here. Technically, I'm the manager of business development, but when you're at a startup company, everybody wears a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Everyone wears many hats. So I certainly am no stranger to that. And, I'm our on-air personality. I'm building relationships with institutions, with brands, with individuals, just to continue to expand our name. And as the on-air personality as well, it's they just kind of threw me into that role, and it's worked out really well. I love meeting with collectors and talking to people. Actually, if you have any listeners who want to reach out to you that have unique collections, tell them to feel free to do so. We'd love to chat with them.
That's right.
But we, I kind of fell into it, and it's worked out really well.
Oh, and while we're kind of talking along these lines, I'm going to say to the listener, we have a free evaluation. I get a lot of email from a lot of my listeners that are looking for an evaluation of an item or items. So you get one free evaluation, and I'm going to just tell you, just to make it easier for the listener, I will link that link on this podcast, so it'll bring you right to the page on how you do that. All right, so next we're going to be talking to Dan's dad, Gary Sullivan. Now, Gary was on a past podcast about fine antiques, and Gary, why don't you talk about how you got involved? It's kind of like the whole thing was just kind of worked out the way, that Dan met Terry and got in touch with you, and now you're one of the founders.
It was strictly by happenstance that I discovered Gemmer, or discovered Terry, and we ultimately became partners. So, as you heard, my son Dan ran into Terry and introduced the two of us, and I was so impressed with what he was doing and his vision of what he wanted to do that I decided to get involved. He initially asked me to be an advisor. And, when I learned everything that was in the plan, I said, I don't want to be an advisor. I want to be, part of this process and be a part owner. And so we became partners, and here I am. And it's really exciting to be part of this thing that's coming together in an incredible way.
I think so, too. And, at first people may say, oh, we don't need, this other type of thing going on. What are you trying to do? Take more of my time. But I'll tell you what, in my opinion, this thing is a lot better than Facebook, even though Facebook has the numbers on there. This, you can actually communicate with, other collectors, and it's all about collecting. And that's what I think makes this really exciting for someone like you or I, actually.
Yeah, and this is my 40th year in the antiques and collectibles business, so I've seen a lot of companies come and go, and there have been plenty of websites that that would eat up your time trying to figure them out and give them a shot. But this one is so different, and I've had opportunities to get involved with other sites in the past, which I did not do. And this time, as I said, it was really different. And so,
well, I think you and I also have some input in the shaping of where things are going here, which is really exciting for me. And I bet you like that too.
Absolutely. And some of the websites that have come and gone had one piece of the puzzle. Either they had some money to play with, and they didn't have market knowledge, they didn't have technology, or they had the technology and didn't have the money, or they had the market knowledge and neither the money nor the technology. In this case, we have great backing. We've got the money to do it right. We have people who understand the market, who have been doing it forever, in you and I. And then we have the technology side. Terry, who's brilliant, and the team of people who are building this website are amazing. And so we've got all the pieces of the puzzle, and that's why I've gotten involved and invested my time and my money, and I'm very confident that it's going to be a great success.
Me too. All right. Thanks, Gary. So now I'm with Michelle. How you doing? It's always a pleasure working with you, Michelle.
Hey, Martin. How's it going?
Good, good. And so what is your deal here at Gemmer? What do you do, and what do you think about it so far?
Yeah, so what I do at Gemmer is I'm the brand manager. And so that kind of says a lot. I do the creative, so all of the design work, as well as oversee, you know, events, the whole look and feel of the brand and the future of it. So it's kind of cool.
And you've been here for a while now.
Since September, yeah.
So you're a young person. As a collector, you do collect something.
I do, actually. Well, I've started to collect more now that I've worked here.
Yeah, I think that's doing it to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So before I started here, I'm actually really into letterpress. And I have my own letterpress.
What is that?
So a letterpress is a printing press, basically.
Yeah.
And I use it personally for invitations, business cards,
oh, you mean
that
like,
sort of thing.
You actually do this yourself?
Yeah, in my free time.
Oh, I see. And so they've had those things around forever, haven't they?
Forever, yep. And I picked mine up last May, I believe, from New York. I bought it off a woman who sold it to me, and from a collector site, actually, for letterpress.
I was going to ask you where you found
it. Yeah, so I drove to New York, picked it up, and ever since then I've been kind of fiddling with it. It's a lot of pieces. It's pretty heavy, and
yeah,
it's a tabletop.
I'm thinking of like a book press. They're really heavy.
Yeah. Well, it's not as big as that. It's a tabletop one, so
yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Well, great. Well,
yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks, Martin.
Okay, next we have Ken Kupchick, and he's our social media guru, and we always see him on Facebook and all these social media, trying every aspect, you name it. What are some of the social medias that you actually get involved with, Ken?
So I manage all of our social media platforms, so that includes Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, along with the rest of the team, the marketing team. And basically, the goal is twofold. The goal is to put a face to how Gemmer looks to someone who would follow the social media accounts on those opposite platforms. So that would be Gemmer's messaging, kind of what we have to offer, value proposition, and any contests we might be running, any news that is written about us. But secondly, we basically want to use those social media platforms to drive users to Gemmer and convert a user on Facebook who follows the Gemmer page on Facebook into a user of Gemmer.
Have like something like 14,000 people on Facebook alone.
Well, we hit 15,000 last night.
All right.
Yep. And Facebook's growing great. So is Instagram and Twitter. You know, we're definitely in a short time making a name for ourselves in all the various communities, which isn't always easy because it's a disparate kind of collecting is a disparate kind of hobby where, you know, you'll have coin collector but you also have a comic book collector, and they're all collectors. They just have different interests. So what we try to do is bring everyone together.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
All right, next I'm with Christian Hardy, and he's the guy behind the camera, does a great job on the YouTube channel. This guy's a lot of fun. We went out to California last week, had a ball out there. Christian, so let's talk about the YouTube channel, and you collect what?
You collect what? Let's talk YouTube. Well, you get to the YouTube channel. The simplest way to do it is to go to simply on YouTube, look up Gemmer, and it should be the first profile that pops right up, and you'll see our icon, and within that you'll see all sorts of different video content, generally, you know, ranging from a collector series that we're doing called You Collect What, which is a lot of fun, from anything from that to, you know, marketing oriented stuff. Oh, sorry, I'm tapping the table, making noise.
That's okay. Yeah. So, and let's talk a little bit about the You Collect What. So we actually may reach out to certain listeners, possibly, if it's going to work, if we're going to be in your area and you collect something unusual. What do you think about that? I mean, we have the Gemmer van. We're going all over the place.
Yeah, so we travel around in this Gemmer van. It's a Mercedes Sprinter Road Trek. It's just a beast. and it's a lot of fun to travel around in, and you certainly can't miss it when you see it on the road, because it's just a giant vinyl wrapped Gemmer, basically a moving billboard. And so anybody out there who has a collection that you think is unique or deserves airtime, or I should say camera time, that's not gotten any exposure, just reach out to us, and I'm sure we would love to get out there and check out your collection.
All right. Well, thank you, Christian. And that's it. Look for the Gemmer van out on the road. Flag us down. Pull us over.
Pull us over. Please don't.
All right, so now I grabbed a bunch of tech guys. I got them in here, and we're going to start out with Brandon Husky, and he's going to be talking about the dashboard. And Brandon is, his IQ seems off the chart. That's all I can say. So go ahead, Brandon, tell us what's going on.
Okay, I appreciate the comments and the compliments, Martin. So what we're doing is we're going to create a dashboard experience for Gemmer. Right now, if you're a returning user, you kind of get put on the front page, and there's a bunch of items sorted by trending, which is a combination of people who like them and comment. What we're going to do is change this more to something like Facebook or Twitter, where as a returning user, you only get to see the stuff that pertains to you as a user. And what this is going to really help with is if you only care about what your friends are doing, or your certain collection, like say you collect Nikes and you only care about Nikes and you don't care about antique irons, right? You will only see one, not the other. So this is the first implementation of this. So when you come to the site now, you're going to be able to see on the right a little roll-up of everything you've done on the site. This is how many items you have. This is clubs you've joined. And it's going to actually show a percentage and start guiding you to complete what we like to think of as the baseline, the stuff that you should do to be a Gemmer. And this is going to kind of guide you there. And then in the middle, you'll get to see the new items. And we're going to try to explore and piping in clubs that you are part of, the new content there. So this is really engaging because it makes club joining and membership something that really affects what you see on the site. In addition, it's going to have a better feel to manage your items and your collections as well as friends. And I think this is going to be a really compelling feature because it's going to make the site a lot more user-friendly and more akin to a lot of other social sites that people are using. So it'll be very easy to kind of dig in and understand what's going on.
Well, you explained that very well. Thanks a lot. Okay, so next we're going to talk about apps. And Mike, why don't we start with you?
How
are you doing? Was it iOS? Is that what we...
Yes.
So it's basically the iPhone.
Yep. Yeah, me and Jesse over here are members of the iOS team. So we spend our days making the app as streamlined and as pretty and as fun to use as the website. One of the cool new features that we just implemented, we call Quick Collect. So previously, if you wanted to create a collection and create items, you basically had to create the collection in one step and then individually create all of the items. And each one of those took an additional step. So what Quick Collect is it allows you to create a collection as well as all of the items in the collection, really streamlined, title, description, pictures, all at once. So you're able to create 50, 100, 200 items, all the pictures and titles and descriptions in the collection right away. It's really awesome for people who have, a collection of 20, vases or, a wall full of artwork or, 1,000 comic books. You'll be able to do all this stuff as quickly as you'd like to.
Now, we were talking earlier how this company really wants to go strong in the app, the mobile device. And so far, there's been a lot of changes. Why don't we talk with Jesse a little bit? Jesse, you started way back in the basement, right?
I did, yeah. There were only a handful of people when I started. And it's been pretty amazing how we've grown and all the new people that have come in. We have some excellent talent.
Yeah, great. Okay, so now we're going to basically wrap this up. We're going to be talking with Sean. And Sean, why don't you say your title and basically where you think that Gemmer will be going in the future.
Sure. Hi, I'm Sean Langford.
Sean, by the way, has a great radio voice.
Thank you very much. So I'm Sean Langford, the Chief Technology Officer and VP of Engineering at Gemmer. For the future, Gemmer endeavors to be the online collecting social marketplace for all collectors. And in order to achieve this goal, we'll, over the next few months and years, you will see features around allowing people to communicate and cherish the things that they love online, be able to transact, trade, buy and sell items that they are questing after. Also, we will have features around just the display of things that people like to enjoy, displaying them in a beautiful manner. And also, we'll have a bunch of mobile features coming out that will be geolocation and
that
sort of thing.
That is really incredible, the geolocation. I mean, thanks so much, everyone. This is it for Gemmer. And please do check it out. Go to gemr.com. Check it out. And remember, if you sign up, you can get that one free appraisal. And that link will be right on under this podcast. And don't forget to check out the Facebook page and the YouTube channel. And thanks again for listening. And this is Martin Willis, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this podcast at AntiqueAuctionForum.com. This show was sponsored by Gemmer. Collect and connect at Gemmer.com.